at the heart of the Stonehenge question, you know, what is Stonehenge, is the cursus. And if we can't understand how that fits together, we can't understand the landscape.
To solve the puzzle of the cursus, the Hidden Landscapes Project focused their survey on every centimetre of the enormous monument. After weeks of analysis, the team detected a series of previously unknown breaks in the perimeter.
When we surveyed the cursus, there were a number of features which were quite surprising for us. The first was that there were a number of small entrances into the enclosure itself. It wasn't a single cohesive unit. There were gaps through it. So it wasn't simply enclosed. There were ways of going in and out of it.
The discovery of entrance and exit points supported the theory that the cursus was a processional route. But the gaps were only the first clues the survey team uncovered. The data also revealed two previously unknown pits inside the cursus.
I'm standing at the centre of the pit in the west end of the cursus. This is really quite a big feature. It's about 5 metres across and 1 to 1.5 metres deep at least. It has a pear at the other end of the cursus. These are clearly man-made. They're not natural features. Their depth, the way they're cut, their position within the cursus. These are clearly significant archaeological structures.